Doug, this is Rick Denning on Deborah Bailey. BAILEY, B as in boy, BAILEY, Deborah, DBRA. Date of birth is 11/23/51. Date of visit 5/12/23. Please make a copy for before Teresa Hernandez, HERNANDEZMD. Teresa, TERESA. Next paragraph. Dear Teresa, thank you for sending Deborah Bailey for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. History of an illness. This is a 71-year-old lady who has had a history of persistent cough for the past 2 to 3 months. Has no significant sputum production. And has been using a Ventolin inhaler on an as-needed basis. The patient has not had a recent chest X-ray or CT scan of the chest, and her last chest CT in April of 2021 showed emphysematous changes without acute infiltrate and no mediastinal adenopathy. The patient denies any weight loss, fevers, chills, and night sweats. She has no chest pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of knee replacement surgery on the right. She has history of COPD with chronic bronchitis and hyperlipidemia and hypertension, history of osteoporosis, and ASHD. She also has hyperparathyroidism. The surgery also included right knee replacement surgery and hysterectomy, repair of the left arm following a fracture, and placement of plates and screws. And she also had an infection in this wound, which was later revised. She also had bilateral cataract extractions. And there is a history for degenerative arthritis. And past history of rib fracture. The next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for about 3 years and then quit. No, I'm sorry, alcohol use occasional. Next line, allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next, family history. Father died of an MI. Mother died of old age. Next, system review. The patient has persistent cough and some wheezing. Denies shortness of breath. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or diarrhea. Denies leg or calf muscle pains or leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks and joint pains and easy bruising. She has had memory loss and denies any skin rash. She has no fatigue, but had mild weight loss. No sore throat or nosebleeds. Denies urinary frequency, flank pains, and denies any allergies. I'm sorry, denies any hay fever or allergic rhinitis. Next paragraph. System review. I'm sorry, the next paragraph is physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white female, no acute distress, blood pressure Blood pressure 124/70, pulses 80, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 114, saturation 97. HEND announced phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds and occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the outsums are regular, sonorous, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic cough. With reactive airways. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, hyperlipidemia. Number 4, is degenerative arthritis. Can you please add in the system review? The patient does have nasal congestion and nasal allergies. And also add in the final diagnosis, allergic rhinitis. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a chest CT with contrast and a complete pulmonary function study, CBC, IgE level, and CMP. She will use Tessalon Pearls, 100 milligrams, TIDPRN for the cough. Also use a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN, and follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Teresa Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-Z, M-D. Thank you.